Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Kiran Jha with the World News. The headlines. New Delhi issues advisory amid a protest in Iran, ask Indian nationals to avoid non-essential travel and exercise a due caution. External Affairs Minister Dr. S.J. Shankar to meet French leadership in Paris and hold talks with his counterpart Jean-Noob Barrett to discuss progress made under India-France strategic partnership and matters of global importance. UN Security Council holds emergency meeting to discuss U.S. operation in Venezuela and subsequent capture of President Nicolas Maduro. And in under-19 cricket, India beat host South Africa by 8 wickets through DLS method in second youth ODI in Benoni. The External Affairs Ministry today issued a travel advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid non-essential travel to Iran until further notice in view of recent developments, as the country has been rocked by a wave of protest over inflation and currency devaluation. Indian nationals and the citizens and the persons of Indian origin currently in Iran have been advised to exercise due caution and avoid areas of protest or demonstrations. The ministry has asked them to closely monitor news as well as the website and social media handles of the Embassy of India in Tehran. Indian nationals living in Iran on resident visas have been advised to register with the Indian Embassy if they have not already done so. External Affairs Minister Dr. S.J. Shankar today interacted with participants of the French Indian Youth Talents Program by Chamber of Commerce and Industry, France, India in Paris. In a social media post, Dr. J. Shankar had said and discussed the transformations underway in the world and the importance of India-France collaboration in that context. A report.
Dr. Jayashankar reached Paris today on the first leg of his two-nation visit to France and Luxembourg. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said he visited exposition Sacré Sacram, Woven Stories Between India and France in Paris. During his visit, Dr. Jayashankar will meet the French leadership in Paris and hold talks with his counterpart Jean-Noël Barrot. In the second leg of his visit, External Affairs Minister will visit Luxembourg, where he will hold discussions with Luxembourg's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Xavier Bettel, and with the senior leadership of the country. He will also interact with the members of the Indian community in Luxembourg. This is Saira Mushtaba, News Desk, World News.
In Balochistan, the Human Rights Department of the Baluch National Movement, BNM, PANK, has reported 3 cases of enforced disappearances in Quetta yesterday. PANK stated that a political worker affiliated with the National Party, a parliamentary party in Balochistan, a student and his brother, a mechanic, were forcibly disappeared by Pakistani security forces. The BNM called for an urgent investigation and accountability in these incidents. It has highlighted several cases of enforced disappearances in Balochistan, which continue to be a serious and unresolved issue in Balochistan. Despite years of protest, citizens and the rallies, the plight of Baluch people who have gone missing remains largely unaddressed. Human Rights Commission of the Pakistan revealed that enforced disappearances, along with other human rights violations, are exacerbating their public alienation and contributing to political instability in Balochistan. Taiwanese government has accused China of transnational repression after Chinese state media and social media accounts shared personal information regarding Democratic Progressive Party DPP legislator Puma Shen. Taiwan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs alleged that China's state-controlled media were using digital authoritarianism to create fear in democratic society of Taiwan. The ministry said these actions violated the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which says that no one shall be subjected to arbitrary interference with his privacy, family, home or correspondence, nor to attacks upon his honor and reputation. Taiwan's Ministry of Digital Affairs termed the incident a case of cyberbullying. It stated that marking the residence of a person on commercial satellite imagery and making the picture is a serious violation of personal privacy and against the law. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. The UN Security Council is holding an emergency meeting in New York to discuss the U.S. operation in Venezuela and subsequent capture of President Nicolas Maduro. The meeting has been convened at the request of Colombia, a non-permanent member of the council, and was supported by permanent members China and Russia. The Security Council is meeting today under the agenda Threats to International Peace and Security. UN Secretary General has described the U.S. military action in Venezuela that led to the capture of President Nicolas Maduro as a dangerous precedent. Rosemary DiCarlo, Under Secretary General for Political and Peace-Building Affairs, has delivered a statement on behalf of Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
I'm going to deliver a statement from Secretary General Antonio Guterres. We meet at a grave time following the 3 January United States military action in the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela. I call on all Venezuelan actors to engage in an inclusive, democratic dialogue in which all sectors of society can determine their future. This entails the full respect of human rights, the rule of law, and the sovereign will of the Venezuelan people. I also urge Venezuela's neighbors and the international community more broadly to act in a spirit of solidarity and in adherence to the principles, laws, and rules erected to promote peaceful coexistence. I welcome and am ready to support all efforts aimed at assisting Venezuelans in finding a peaceful way forward.
Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro and his wife Celia Flores have been brought to a U.S. federal court in New York to face narco-terrorism charges. The couple were transported under armed guard today from a Brooklyn jail, where they have been detained, to a courthouse in Manhattan. 2 days after U.S. forces captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro in a surprise operation in Caracas, global energy markets opened to cautious trading, with oil prices showing only modest movement despite the geopolitical shock. Futures briefly firmed in Asia trade today, but analysts said that the muted reaction reflected Venezuelan's sharply diminished output. But now below 1 million barrels per day and a market already weighed down by surplus supply and weak demand, a report.
The capture of Venezuela's president by United States forces has injected fresh geopolitical risk into global energy markets, but the immediate price impact has so far been restrained. Venezuela today produces less than 1% of the global oil supply, a sharp fall from its former position as a major exporter, and years of underinvestment have left its oil sector in disrepair. In the near term, traders expect modest volatility, with prices likely to edge higher on uncertainty over political stability and the possibility of further disruption. OPEC's January 4th decision to keep production policy unchanged reflects broader concerns about weak demand. Over the medium to long term, the outlook becomes more complex. If political stability takes hold and sanctions are eased, Venezuela could begin to rebuild output, potentially restoring hundreds of thousands of barrels per day within a few years. Such a recovery would add bearish pressure to prices and intensify competition with heavy crude suppliers. Beyond oil, Venezuela's vast mineral reserves are also under renewed scrutiny. The near-term metals markets are expected to see minimal impact because production has already fallen to negligible levels. Over the longer term, a successful reopening of regulated mining could add supply of gold, bauxite and critical minerals, which would be broadly bearish for prices. But such a transformation would require years of reform, security and infrastructure rebuilding. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
In under-19 cricket, India defeated host South Africa by 8 wickets through DLS method in the second youth ODI of the 3-match series at the Willowmore Park in Benoni. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. New Delhi issues advisory amid protest in Iran, ask internationals to avoid non-essential travel and exercise due caution. External Affairs Minister Dr. Ajay Shankar to meet French leadership in Paris and hold talks with his counterpart Jeannot Barrett to discuss progress made under India-France strategic partnership and matters of global importance. UN Security Council holds emergency meeting to discuss U.S. operation in Venezuela. And in under-19 cricket, India beats host South Africa by 8 wickets. And that concludes tonight's World's Bulletin. Stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.